Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. Sweet apple
pie. All right, folks, welcome to another show of Real Estate Realities. You're listening to Justin Hermes on KRDO News Radio. Thanks for joining me. We're talking about a lot of interesting things today. We got Sarah Stein coming on the show, one of the best real estate attorneys in Colorado Springs. We also have Austin Darby coming in from Main Street Insurance. He does all my insurance. I switched from State Farm to him. I've saved thousands. He's unbelievable. He finds the best deals and the best coverage for you. And Sarah Stein has prepared my personal will, and she's also helped me with a lot of my real estate questions and problems and helped me get through some of the tough battles. Okay, so make sure you stick around for the second segment with Sarah Stein. And then the third segment with Austin Darby, because today we're really just talking about protecting your assets, okay? You work hard to get these properties, and you want to make sure you do the right things to protect them and hold on to them. So instead of talking about the good, the bad, like we normally do, what I'm going to talk about right now is our SOC fundraiser for Springs Rescue Mission. I've partnered with Colorado Springs Rising Professionals, a great organization in town, and what we're doing is through the whole year, this is ongoing fundraiser. We're trying to, you know, get as many socks as possible. Those can be used socks, new socks. So far, we've got about 100 at my office, and boy, I'd like to see 2,000 of them before the end of the year, because we really have to make sure we're helping those in need in the community. That's what it's about. It's about being in a community and helping those who are in need. So very near and dear to my heart, you know the Springs Rescue Mission. We've done fundraisers before for them, collecting blankets and financially helping them, and we're back on track again with this sock fundraiser. We're going to sock it to them, and we're just going to give them an abundance of socks. So if you want to donate, please come to my office, 2630 Tenderfoot Hill Street, right behind Macaroni Grill on Lake Street. I'm going to say it again, 2630 Tenderfoot Hill Street, and we have a big box at the front of the office. Just come in. We're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Come on down. Drop some socks off. It's for a great cause. If you have questions about the fundraiser, always feel free to call me. My cell phone is 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. It's going to be a great fundraiser. Hats off to Colorado Springs Rising Professionals for coming up with the fundraiser. I feel honored to be on their board and work with them on this fundraiser. And also to Springs Rescue Mission. They're doing some great things in this community, and we want to make sure we give them all the support needed, okay? Make sure you stick around here as we got Sarah Stein coming up, real estate attorney extraordinaire. She's helped me out of some tough situations. She's going to be in for our next segment, and then we're going to have Austin Darby in for the third segment. And we're just going to talk about protecting your asset. Make sure you do the things that, you know, really protect you and put you at peace of mind, okay? Stick around. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. My cell phone number, 719-232-1063. Are you ready for a good day?
Oh, yeah. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
Folks, welcome back into Real Estate Realities. We got Sarah Stein in. She's never been on the show before, and she is one of the best real estate attorneys here in Colorado Springs. She's helped me through a lot of things, has done my personal will, so it's great to have her on. Thanks for coming in, Sarah.
Hey, Justin. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it, of course. So let's just get some background for the listeners. Tell us a little bit about what you do overall and then where you're located.
Yeah, so I'm an attorney here in Colorado Springs. I also help some clients in and outside of Colorado Springs. I started up in Parker and migrated down. And I practice in the area of wills, trust, and estates, business, and real estate.
There you go. So pretty broad spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything kind of flows together. So when you're thinking about getting your will done, We're talking about your real estate. We're talking about your business, all those good things.
That's great. That's great. So, and you work with David Griffith,
yeah.
Correct? And how long has he been doing business here?
Oh, I think probably as long as this town's been around. He tells me stories dating back to, you know, the 70s and 80s. So he's been here for quite some time and understands Colorado Springs and the legal system from when it was more like the Wild West. It's changed quite a bit. So he's been wonderful to work with and learn a lot from.
That's awesome. That's great. And that's what the listeners really like. They like somebody who's been involved in the community. You know, you're local, you're right downtown. And that's just, it brings a lot of security to people know they're not calling, you know, all the way up to Denver and somebody who doesn't even know where their property's located. They're not familiar with Colorado Springs. So it's great to know that you're local. If people want to contact you, if they have any questions about what we talk about today, do you have a number that would be good for them to call?
Yeah, absolutely. Feel free to reach out to our office at 719-219-0772. And you can reach me there. My paralegal is Deborah, and she's always there. And that's also where you can get in touch with Mr. Griffith if you have any questions there as well.
Perfect. Fantastic. You got an email for him?
Yes, it's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, dot Stein, S-T-E-I-N, at sjslawllc.com. And you can also visit my website there.
Perfect. That's awesome. Great. So we're going to dive into it here. Many of you have probably read the article in the real estate section, and now you're listening in for some more information. So we're going to talk about here the first topic is the importance of having a will when it comes to real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a lot of issues that are unique to real estate. I think a lot of people have very strong opinions about what they want to have happen with their properties at their time of death. And the only way that we can make sure that your intent is followed is by drafting those instructions in a will. If you don't have a will, then guess who gets to make that decision?
I don't know. Tell me.
The law. And so essentially, the judiciary will help make that decision along with the legislature. So individuals who may not even be living, so our law is pretty old, pretty standard, are going to determine where your property goes.
Yeah, so that's it. So would you say that's the first step? If somebody says, man, I got two or three rental properties and I haven't done anything to prepare, would you say that's the first place to start?
The first place to start is definitely visit an attorney. You want to talk to them about what you're doing with your property. So we have different considerations for a rental property than we may have for your residence. We also have some different considerations about, you know, what your family situation is and what your wishes are with those properties. So start, number one, visit an attorney. A lot of us here in town will do a free consult and kind of get an idea of what you're dealing with. And we can start drawing a roadmap for your estate plan.
That's great. And you work with people who have investment properties.
Yeah, quite a bit. And that's kind of where the business component of my practice comes in, is when I'm talking to people about their estate plan, I want to know everything. I want to know about their real property. I want to know about those rental properties. I want to know about the Airbnbs, the vacation properties. I want to know about the timeshares, all of that. I want to know about your other businesses too. You know, if you're doing Uber,
yeah,
you know, same considerations for those sort of businesses as well. And so we get a really good idea about what you got, and then we start talking about what do you want to do with it? Who's important to you? And that may be family. That may be your children. A lot of people, when we start talking about a legacy, and that's really what we're talking about with estate planning, we're talking about what you want to leave behind. What footprint do you want to leave here on this planet? For some people, that's money for their kids. For other people, that's making a difference in their causes. So we can do a lot of planning based on what you want to do with your stuff. So for those investment properties, we may be talking about splitting them up amongst kids. Otherwise, we may be talking about donating them to a cause that you really care passionately about.
That's great. So what I really take away from that is you got the experience, and that's what is very important, is it's not you're like going, well, I don't deal with many people who do investment properties. I mean, you're like, yeah, we've been around this block plenty of times. You kind of know the blueprint, and you've seen a lot of different scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, people come in a lot of times and tell me, I've got 5, 10 rental properties. They're all in my own name. And then we have to get into a liability discussion. So one of the vehicles we use, we've got a will. We can transfer properties at the time of your death with that. There's some deeding opportunities there, depending on where you want your properties to go.
Yeah, that was one of the questions we, you know, put in the Gazette. Because believe it or not, we talked to a lot of people and they're like, what's joint tenancy or tenants in common or what's tenant and several? You know, people don't have an idea.
Most people don't. I would say that 90% of the people that come into my office, especially married couples, I'll ask, how is your home titled? and they just look at me like I've got a third eye.
Yeah.
So a lot of times that's a decision that seems to be made in the buying process and is enacted by the title company. Joint tenancy has a right of survivorship. The best way to explain that is survivor takes all. So each party in the married couple scenario, whoever outlives one spouse gets the whole right to the property.
Without any court battles, anything,
correct.
It automatically transfers.
Passes. Okay. Yep. And then the second option is tenancy in common. And there we're really talking about cutting up pieces of a pie. So, you know, one spouse may own 50%, the other spouse may own the other half. And each of those halves can be passed in their estate plan to whomever. And those, you know, those have separate implications at your time of death. So we want to evaluate how your properties are titled. Those are some of the deeding opportunities I'm talking about. There's also beneficiary deeds. So if you kind of know where you want your property to go, we can evaluate whether we can deed that property now and have you retain your interest in the property. So we've got lots of vehicles for the planning process based on what your wishes are.
Yeah, and that's great. And if you're listening, folks, you go, geez, that's above my head. Well, you know what? I'm sure you're, you know, if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, we wouldn't know anything about that. But we just find somebody we trust who's knowledgeable, been in business a long time. So that's why you need to get with Sarah, and she's going to walk you through this, have your best interest in mind. It doesn't mean you need to get on Google right now and research all these things because you're not going to get the right information.
No, and I'll tell, you know, people that we in my office, I want to sit down with you. I want to get to know you before we even dive into the mechanics of this thing. We do free consultations on all of our planning, so you can ask some questions. Come sit down and bring those questions. Bring the list of what your concerns are, and let's see if we can put together a plan. And if I can't help you, I know someone who can, and we'll make sure we get you there.
That's great, because people will ask me even, hey, Justin, can you sell some property in Denver? And I go, you know what? I'll refer you to somebody because that's you're going to get the best service, and that's not my area of expertise. So it's good to hear you say that because you're really just looking out for someone getting the best service instead of I'm just trying to get all the business I can, which seems like there's a lot of people out there who are just taking on more than they can really handle.
Yeah, our kind of motto in my practice is that we're here to serve the community and we're here to serve you and make sure that your needs are met. It's not about what I want to do with your stuff.
Yeah.
It's about what you want to do with your stuff. That's the most important thing to me.
That's great. So you obviously handle a lot of issues when it comes to real estate. I've called you sometimes, say, hey, how about this land here and what I do? What would you say the most common, you know, thing you see when people kind of get in a pickle when it comes to real estate?
Oh, I mean, there are several. I think with the estate planning context, one of the biggest issues we have is how that property was deeded. So we talked about the joint tenancy and the tenancy in common. If your property is in tenancy in common and you think that it's in joint tenancy, that can create some repercussions for the surviving spouse or even your children at time of death. So we do a lot of unraveling of improper deeding through the probate process or even hopefully before. So correcting title company errors, that sort of thing.
So that would be the number one thing you really see, huh?
In the context of estate planning, yeah. And with regards to general real estate, people not reading their contracts,
yeah.
Getting into situations, failures to disclose. What can we go after? What's worth going after? That seller's disclosure can cause a lot of problems.
Yeah.
We've got to be hesitant about that as well, about what we do with those transactions.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what would you say you brought up, you know, having to deal with issues, unraveling stuff? You said before or after somebody passes, what do you see? Is it most common people are coming in, you're going, hey, we need to fix this before something happens? Or is it more so after it happens?
50-50. I mean, if you're coming in to do an estate plan, I hope we discover it before we need to unravel it, that sort of thing at the time of death. But I have people coming in saying, mom and dad just passed away, here's their will. And then at that point, we've got to go back and figure out how to fix the problem if that's not what was supposed to happen.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's very important, folks, if you're listening, to make sure you make a game plan, you know, because if you do pass away, you want to make sure it's, you know, not a hardship for the people left behind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most selfless thing you can do is get your planning done.
That's great. That's fantastic. If you can give your phone number one more time, that'd be great.
Yeah, so you can reach out to us at 719-219-0772. We are located right downtown at the corner of Vermejo and Weber at 231 East Vermejo. And we take walk-ins too. So if you want to stumble on into our office and ask some questions, we're here.
That's fantastic. So yeah, Sarah's helped me through a lot of questions I've had. She did my personal will. And being young, single, I'm going, I don't need a will. you know? And then I started talking to some people, and I'm like, I talked to you, and I'm like, I think I need a will.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there's no age requirement here. If you've got property and you've got wishes, if you've got intent about where you want your stuff to go, then get on in and let's start talking about your estate plan.
Yeah, and the big thing I was surprised on, honestly, because I thought, oh, creating a will, that's going to be thousands. I really did. Just my consumer mind, I'm like, all right, so probably going to be $3,000-$4,000 to create a will. I was very shocked. It was very affordable. So there's no excuse.
No, in my office, it is affordable. I can't speak for others, but we do try and keep it affordable and accessible to everybody. That's very important to me.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a big takeaway, folks. You're getting treated right. I've been through the process. I had the will done, and I feel better now knowing, hey, I got the stuff in place, and there was a lot of things I didn't have done as far as just a beneficiary on a bank account.
Yeah, there's a lot of education involved. No. Whether we draft documents or not, I hope you leave feeling like you know more.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Sarah. If you can give them your phone number one more time and an email, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's 719-219-0772. And my email is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, dot Stein, S-T-E-I-N, at S, J as in Jacqueline, S, Law, LLC.com. Thanks.
Perfect. All right, thanks so much. Make sure you stick around. We're going to have Austin Darby in with Main Street Insurance next. Talk about protecting the asset and make sure you have the right insurance and coverage on your property. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio.
Jump around.
I call it housework, cause it's light work.
What you gonna do?
But I'ma throw shade if I don't get paid for this housework.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
What you gonna do?
Right. I call it housework. Cause it's light work.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back in. We got the third segment here of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for sticking with me. We're talking about protecting your asset, and we got the one and only, the best insurance agent in the world, Austin Darby. Welcome in.
Oh, my goodness. I learned from the greatest. I tell you what, my mentor here, Justin Hermes, is only the best, and that's the only way I know how to be because of him.
It's great. He comes in here with his, you should see him, folks. He's got this cape on right now, and it says insurance superhero, and he actually has a mask and everything. He is one of the insurance superheroes out there. So if you see him on the street, tackle him.
I'll tell you what, make sure
he gives you a good deal. So we're joking around, but we'll get serious. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, protecting the asset, and Austin's just going to explain a little bit why he's different. I want you to know this because I saw the power when I switched from State Farm to Austin. And he saved me thousands.
Well, the main reason is, Justin, I mean, I'm independent and I have multiple different companies that I shop around for. As you know, as someone that owns multiple properties and a lot of my other clients that own multiple properties, you don't always go with the same company because there's different liability. There's different areas that have different ratings, you know, and you have a different rating as a person. So when you go look at it, it's really not, okay, this one company is going to insure all my properties the best way. Maybe this home in this area is insured better by this company. This home in another area is insured better by a different company. And then you can pair them together, throw an umbrella on top, have it all covered properly. And it's all taken care of, you know, by one agent that can put you with multiple different companies.
Yeah, make sure you get the umbrella, folks, because it has been really raining a lot. I got the most expensive umbrella out there, but it's been great. No leaks so far.
It's fantastic. It's a big one. It covers quite a bit.
As much as we joke around, the umbrella is important. As we just talked with Sarah Stein about liability and owning investment properties, geez, don't chintz out, you know, on $300, $400 that can cover you for $3 million, $4 million. And make sure you're protected, folks, okay? So, Austin, your contact info?
Yeah, it's 719-219-5803, and that's austin@themainstreetagency.com for the email. And once again, my cell phone number is 719-219-5803.
That's great. So Austin will meet with you face-to-face, folks. It's so important. You get a lot of... I guarantee you most of your listeners don't even know who your insurance agent is. They don't even know. They don't know what their face looks like. And they could be a robot for all they know. And Austin's going to meet with you face-to-face. He's going to give you that premium service. That's why he's on the show. He's got the heart of a teacher. He cares about the community. He's going to take great care of you. So make sure that you reach out to him. And even if you're going, Justin, I don't, you know, I don't own a home. First of all, you should. But if you don't, you need renter's insurance. You need car insurance. He can do those things for you as well. So when we talk about, you know, making claims and stuff like that, can you give us a little insight on what's the best process as you go through that?
First things first, I mean, you should definitely have your own appraisal. Take a look at it. Make sure that you know what you're doing before you go ahead and make a claim. You know, with someone like myself, I like to look at it and say, hey, do we really need to make a claim on this? Or can we take care of it and not increase our rates for future, you know, years to come? Because that's really what happens is you end up making a claim that costs you, you know, $500 out of pocket, and then you pay your deductible. And next thing you know, you're paying over $500 more for the next year. It doesn't make much sense. You're not saving any money. The insurance company's helping you take care of it, but they're also jacking up your rates. So you need to make sure that if you only have to come a little bit out of pocket, it might not be worth making the claim. So you need to be able to talk to an agent that can inform you about those situations.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people just get claim happy. They get some hail damage. Oh, let's make a claim. Oh, that's why I got insurance. I want to use my insurance.
That's exactly what I hear all the time. I hear people say, oh, the insurance is going to go up no matter what anyways. And yes, you know what? It will, because based on area, the insurance will go up. If you live in 80906, as you know, 2018, massive hailstorm, everyone's rates are going to go up a little bit to adjust for the hard hit that the insurance companies took. But if you did not make a claim, obviously yours is not going to go up as much as your next door neighbor that made a $50,000 claim. They're probably going to have a little bit higher rate than you are.
Yeah, so that's a big point to take away from folks. And if you have questions on that and you go, should I make a claim, should I not? Even if you don't have insurance through Austin right now, I'm sure he'd be happy to talk to you and say, I think this makes sense for you to do it. It may not make sense. And then he's just going to hope the fact that he shows you that premium service and you use him as your insurance agent.
You know, you can call me anytime. I'll let you know, hey, this is what I think is important. If I can't help you save money and you don't want to go with me, no hard feelings. I'll still give you the best information that I can give you and try to help you out.
That's great. That's great. So when you talk about as far as what type of roof should you put on your house, what type of siding should you have, is there anything people can do to kind of lower their rates and maybe, you know, stay away from having something happen? I know we were chatting before you came in the studio about, man, I need to get my furnace clean. I have to get that annual checkup, which I always encourage our listeners to do. So just touch on some of those things.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, especially insurance companies look into that. They always, I mean, for the most part, they will do an inspection when a new policy is signed, and they look at things like that. When's the furnace been replaced? When's the last time it was checked? When's the last time you've had a plumber out? How old is your piping? Has it been revamped? Have you had your electrical updated, your roof updated? If you have wood siding and you're in a fire hazard area, probably not the best idea. You know, update to stucco, something like that. It's going to help you lower your rates, have a better insurance score overall. And that's really what helps.
That's so great. So it'd be like a lot of our houses down in Fountain, they have vinyl. So
yes.
Your suggestion, I guess, would be if you get hail damage, don't slap some more vinyl on there after. Maybe look at spending a little extra money, go to wood siding or stucco, correct?
Exactly. That's going to help you out a little bit there. And like I said, especially brush fire and having wood or vinyl getting hit with hail, it's going to have holes in it. It's going to get destroyed. Same thing with the roof. We've hit on the roof multiple times, but the class 4 roofs are not all the same. So you really need to be educated on those, and we can touch, you know, more into that if you give me a call. There's multiple different class 4 roofs out there that will prevent you from having a lot of hail damage.
That's great. And Austin knows some great roofing contacts. I do myself. So if you're listening, you're going, yeah, I just don't know, you know, a roofing company that I can trust. Feel free to call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. And if you're annoyed of listening to my voice, Austin, give them your number and they can call you and get a roofing company through your contacts.
Exactly. And that's 719-219-5803. Once again, 719-219-5803. And really, yeah, we have the roofing companies. I have a company that does windows as well, and they do a great job. They actually came out and replaced my skylights after the last hailstorm, and they're impact resistant.
Oh, so see, right there, just somebody listening can go, boom, that's a big takeaway. You can't just pick random roofing and contractors and windows. You got to call an expert. Austin's in the trenches. He's dealing with it every day.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, this roofing company called me and said, hey, well, let's have a sit down. That's what we talked about. And they said, hey, did you know about this? I didn't know either until they informed me. And that's something huge to have.
But that's great. You're digging. You're out there looking for better opportunities for your clients, better service for your clients. And that's really, you can't beat it. I doubt there's many insurance agents out there going, hey, how can I get a skylight on one of my clients' houses that they're not going to have to deal with again? when it hails.
Well, because, yeah, if you look at it and you think about it, the people that are providing the skylight think, hey, let's just put one in that the next time a hailstorm hits, we can put another one in and make more money. So yeah. You never know how some people work in this business. Yeah, protect your assets. Like Justin said, umbrella. Umbrella policies are super cheap. Have the extra coverage if you're going to have multiple properties, multiple cars.
And that goes for everything. Umbrellas just, I mean, we say that and you'd think it would, but it covers everything.
Exactly. Whatever you put underneath it. Every bit of insurance you have, I can put the umbrella over the top of it as extended liability. So whenever you run into something a little bit iffy, you know you have the coverage.
That's great. Austin, run through your contact info again. Give them your cell phone number. Give them the email. Give them your website before you jump out of here.
Yeah, it's austin@themainstreetagency.com, all spelled out, and it's 719-219-5803. And you can also Google Austin Darby at the Main Street Agency.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on, buddy. Appreciate it. And remember, folks, we talk about all these things. At the end of the day, houses, money, they're all fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio with Justin Herman.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.